Auditorium, where you still have a few moments to make your way to be a part of today's historic day as Emporia State will begin a new era as they will introduce the eighth head coach in Emporia State Lady Hornet history as David Spafford on Friday announced the hiring of Brian Osterman as the head women's basketball coach. And let's go to the podium and join Don Wiest as he gets set to, as we get set to welcome Emporia State women's basketball coach David Osterman.
A basic way of what we're going to do here, I'm going to introduce David Spafford. He'll say a few words. He'll introduce Coach O. Coach O will say a few words. He'll take a few questions from our assembled media, and then we will move on. He'll have a quick, brief interview with Greg Ray. We'll do some interview stuff in our separate room, and then there's going to be a slight reception out in front in the main lobby. So I think if we're ready, we can bring out our new basketball coach.
Again, Brian Osterman will be taking over at Emporia State after spending time at both TCU and at Kansas State as an assistant coach under Jeff Minnie. Had a lot of success at both those locations. He's also been a men's basketball coach. He coached men's basketball at Colby Community College. He also coached men's basketball at Missouri State West Plains.
All right, again, exciting day here at Emporia State. Welcome, everybody, to historic William L. White Auditorium. And it's my pleasure now to introduce the Director of Athletics at Emporia State, Mr. David Spafford.
Thank you, Don. Thank you, everybody, for being here to celebrate the next chapter of Lady Hornet basketball. It's an exciting day as we get ready to celebrate. Additional kudos to our internal committee, Coach Doty and Leah Limbach, for all their assistance, and all those at the university who have helped through the overall process of hiring our new basketball coach. Special thank you to Collegiate Consulting, Russell Wright, for the assist in helping us through the overall process also. We had great interest and phenomenal support and great candidates that had interest in our program here, and we're very excited to be at this point in the overall journey. As we evaluated the program, you know, we're a little ways away from where we were in 2010, national championship program. But as we looked at everything and evaluated of where we are today, the here and the now, we knew we had to respect the foundation of excellence that was built before us and to be able to put us in a position of success as we move forward. So in order to elevate ourselves towards that level, we have invested in our program to provide the support to our student athletes and our staff that they need today to achieve our goals of winning another championship. We need to find the right person who has a comprehensive background that could manage all aspects of the position and the program. And today, excited to introduce to you our new women's basketball coach, Brian Osterman. Brian and Julie, welcome to the family.
Wow, it's a it's an honor and a privilege to be the new basketball coach for the Lady Hornets at Emporia State University. It's a true blessing, and you know, when you make these moves and these opportunities arise, you realize that there's a lot of reasons behind them. And for me and our family, my wife Julie is here, my daughter Allie is here. It all starts with faith and family, and we're truly blessed to be here, and the timing was right for our family, and you know, we're already started. Can't wait to get started and continue to get rolling. An opportunity to meet all our young ladies actually on the interview, but we met as a team yesterday, we met individually this morning, and I can't thank them enough for being here, but wanting to be a part of our program going forward. We have seven young ladies that will be returning. I'm excited to see them each blossom into the best version of themselves, as well as the best basketball player that they can be. quick thank yous. Dave, Mr. Spafford already mentioned the search committee and all the work that they put in, certainly the search firm and what they were able to do, President Hush, and just everybody here on campus that were involved. And can't thank them enough. I'd be remiss if I didn't say a thank you to all the coaches that I've worked for over the years. It's been 15 years since I last was a head coach, so I'm not going to thank myself, but I did work for five other guys, and four of them are Hall of Fame coaches. Steve Tapmeyer, Hall of Fame coach in Missouri. Bill Morse, Hall of Fame coach here in Kansas I worked for. The irony of our facility being on Morse Drive, another God thing, I think. That's crazy. I work for Tom Smith at Missouri Western, who's in the Hall of Fame. I work for Bob Sundvold, who's in the Hall of Fame, just got inducted into the Hall of Fame in Missouri. And then, of course, the last 15 years working for Jeff Mitty at both TCU and at Kansas State. They are all a part of who I have become as a head coach. And, you know, people ask, why now? Why Emporia State? Why this move? You know, as I said, I think it starts with a relationship of the people, and David alluded to it. We met 9 years ago, and we met at church, and then that carried on to going out to lunch, and, you know, he was in the foundation, so he really wasn't necessarily in athletics at the time, per se. He was always raising money for athletics, and that was a big thing, but we had met then, and he said we stayed in touch, and so when this opportunity at Emporia State opened, there was a couple reasons why I was interested and why now that I would make a move from Kansas State in the Big 12 as associate head coach, and we got a great team coming back and all those things. But it was because of that relationship and also because of that banner, all right, right up there, National Champions 2010. Well, that seems like a long time ago. It's going to happen again, and that's going to be equally as fun as it was in 2010, but that was a reason, because people care enough. You all up there here today and that met with me just a little bit earlier want that back, and I want to lead a program like that. So I think that was a big draw. And then I started my career in the MIAA at Northwest Missouri State. And to come full circle, so to speak, and be back in the MIAA as the head coach of the best women's program in the MIAA over the past 25 years. And probably, quite honestly, if you throw out divisions, it's the best program in the state of Kansas over the past 25 years. So those things were really, really exciting for me. To be a head coach and lead a program that has a passion to do those things again. I think the final thing is the visions that lined up with David and what he's wanting to do with the entire athletic program. That vision for our players and my vision for our players is to help them become better versions of themselves and build character for the time that we are able to coach them. And if that's 1 year or 4 years, we're going to pour into them and help them become better. And then the basketball part, the end game is to put another banner up and win another national championship. So we're going to work every single day to do that. It's going to take all of you helping and doing that and to make that happen. And that starts with recruiting. You know, I was just asked a couple questions about recruits. Do we have anybody lined up? Nothing's imminent, but we're recruiting. And we need to find players. We need to find the right players. Somebody asked a question a few moments ago about Coach Tang and what I learned from Coach Tang. And what I learned from Coach Tang is to make sure that we have the right people on the team in order to get to that championship end. And so in recruiting, we want to make sure we have, I've always, as a head coach and always even as an assistant coach in my mind, discipline, character, and toughness. not necessarily in that order, but we got to have great character young ladies. We got to have young ladies that have a degree of discipline and a degree of toughness to win a national championship. Another question that's popped up is staff. Thankfully to the administration, we're going to have two assistant coaches, which will be the first time in Emporia State history on the men and women. And we really got three because we got a young lady up there that's already doing a great job, Paige Talbot, as a graduate assistant. And she's like a full-time assistant. And I think she wore about every hat probably the last 4 to 6 weeks for the program, doing workouts, keeping our young ladies on track academically. So I'm blessed and thankful that Paige will be back next year to finish up her master's degree and be a graduate assistant for us. What kind of style of play is always a question that people ask me. How are you going to play? We're going to play winning style, all right, number one. We're going to find out what kind of talent we can put together. But offensively, we want to play as fast as we can and play well. We want to shoot a lot of threes because that's the evolution of the game. But that was even evolving back in 2000. I'm going to date myself here, but I think it was 2005-06. I coached a team, and we shot a bunch of threes that year at Missouri State West Plains, and we set records for most threes made and attempted. And that record still stands. So it's not just the last 10 years we've been shooting a bunch of threes. We've been shooting them a long time since the three-point line came in. And we're going to shoot a lot of threes. And I met individually, as I said, with the players, and almost every one of them, I gave them an assignment already to shoot a lot of threes and to make a lot of threes over the course of the summer. Defensively, we're going to mix up our defenses, keep the offensive of the other team off balance, but we're going to guard people. If people would say what Coach O's reputation is, it's probably on the defensive side of the ball for pretty much my entire career. So, ladies, we're going to play some defense, but we are not going to be solely a man-to-man team. We'll mix in some fun zones, and we'll have some fun with it. Who we are, what our culture is, this is what the last thing I'll finish on. There's five things, and I said this during my interview, and our players will know these five things, but you can call them pillars, call them whatever you want. I call them four corners, and then we got a heart in the middle. But those four corners, to start those five things, number one is E-cubed. Elena's got a nice E up there that stands for Emporia State, and E-cubed is enthusiasm, effort, and execution. All right. I don't think and I don't believe anything great in life can happen without enthusiasm. So we as coaches got to bring it every day, and we got to demand that enthusiasm from our players. So enthusiasm, great effort, and then if you're a really good team, you get to execution in basketball. But I think you can be a good team just with great enthusiasm and great effort. We can do some good things. And when we want to cut one of those down, we'll definitely be good at execution. Second pillar, HYT, help your teammate. All right, everything that we do culturally is going to be about helping others. All right, this is not about ourselves. I know we got some T-shirts that said we over me or something this year. I just got one. Thanks, Paige. But you got to have an ability to serve other people. And so that'll be a foundational thing that we do. And we termed it HYT several years ago when I was with Coach Mitty way back at TCU. Help your teammate. A third pillar, third corner, DYJ, do your job. Everybody's going to have a responsibility. My responsibility is to hold each player accountable to that standard that we set individually to do our jobs to benefit others. And then when you put a plan together, there's a great family little thing at Ackerman that we use, IAO. A lot of things are not going to go perfect, unfortunately. IAO is a military, taken from the military a little bit, but since my kids were born 25 years ago, improvise, adapt, overcome. All right? Improvise, adapt, overcome. In a game, and I will tell our team, things are not going to be going well. And they're not even going to be going like we planned to do them. Like, we had a whole different plan. Like Coach Higgins had a different plan, and all of a sudden he's got to say, okay, we got to improvise here because it might be an injury. It might be a referee. I mean, I don't know what it might be, right? But we got to improvise, we got to adapt, and we got to overcome to that situation. And then finally, the fifth and final thing is the heart in the middle is faith, hope, and love. All right, and the greatest of those things is love. But you got to have a faith and a belief in each other, all right, as a team. And you got to have a hope, all right, that your day is going to get better or your tomorrow is going to get better. And if you do that with the focus of being love, then there's going to be a lot of great things that are going to happen for our Lady Hornets in our program. I can't say how excited I am to be here to lead a program again. It's going to be fun. There's so many opportunities. Some say challenge. I say opportunities that are going to be there. I got some great people I've already met on staff. Coach Higgins is upstairs. Coach Doty. I'd be remiss. Coach Saylor, met him and his wife last night, or my wife met his wife last night. And, you know, we had the Corkies, so that was kind of my first event. That was kind of cool to see our athletes be honored. And, gosh, it was fun to get started. And to work for this gentleman right here is truly a privilege. So thank you, and glad to be here.
Brian Osterman, head women's basketball coach at Emporia State University.
We have any questions right here for the media at this time. We'll still be taking them over into the other room here in just a minute if you guys are good. Everybody good? All right, we have one other thing we want to do before we leave. I've had three people tell me this. I've heard that Coach O is a bucket hat guy. So there's your bucket hat, Coach.
Very, very good. I am a bucket hat guy. I'm a bucket hat guy. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to get Coach O here. We're going to head down here. We're going to talk to Greg real quick.
That's Emporia State, a little new Mighty Hornet basketball coach, Brian Osterman, who is... Now it's official, I guess. Let's go ahead and slide those headphones on for you, Coach. And first off, again, congratulations. Great speech. I think you've got everybody sold.
Well, you know, my job is to lead. I'm excited to be a leader again. I'm excited to have the opportunity to lead our team, young ladies in the program. It's an exciting time to be here and to get Emporia State women's basketball back where it once was.
You answered a lot of the questions I would normally ask. You know, why'd you choose Emporia State? What are your plans for the future? The only question I can really think of right now is you had a chance to meet with the girls that are coming back. You mentioned seven girls coming back. What was your overall impression? What was the feedback you were getting from the players?
Well, you know, I think they had a long transition time from knowing that Toby was not coming back. So they had a time to kind of get through that. And that takes time because every player is tied to their coach to some degree. And so I think they turned their page on that. They're really receptive. They're open. They're excited for a new opportunity and to start fresh. And I told them they're all going to start fresh with me. And so it's going to be it's already off to a great start.
When you look at this group of players that's coming back, do you see some strengths that you can take advantage of? Or have you even had a chance to see them on the basketball floor yet?
Well, because I got hired yesterday, it was my first day here on campus, and workouts concluded last week, I have not seen any of the players play in person. A few of them I saw play in high school in person when they were competing against my daughter, and so on and so forth. But I haven't seen much of them yet. I haven't seen them live. I've watched a little bit of tape, but I haven't had a chance to dive in too much yet.
So how big are the butterflies right now?
They're exciting. They're floating. I can't wait to continue to get started, and it's going to be a fun time.
Well, Coach, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Great
we met
time.
Yesterday
yes.
over in Hyper, but it's good to hear the positiveness you're bringing to the program and the excitement you're bringing to the program, and we wish you nothing but success.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's new Emporia State women's basketball coach, Brian Osterman. As today was his induction day here at Emporia State. His hiring announced on Friday and started yesterday, so he is already underway and working on the women's basketball program to bring it to a level that He talked about the banner here at White Auditorium that says Lady Hornet Basketball, NCAA National Champions 2010, and he wants to hang another one here at White Auditorium. That's going to do it for us for now, and a big congratulations again to Brian Osterman, new head women's basketball coach at Emporia State. From White Auditorium, I'm Greg Ray, KVOE, live and local.
Since 1939, news, weather, and sports, KVOE.